All right, so everyone, welcome to another Entrepreneur Wednesday. Today, as our special guest, we have Daniel James of K&D Barbecue Catering here. Daniel, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. So let's jump right into it. So, catering business, El Paso. Why El Paso?
Because I fell in love with a lady, moved out here, and so I dragged my business with me.
Okay, now where did you start the business at?
Well, this business I started here in El Paso. Okay. I had another business. It was a nonprofit.
Gotcha.
It was called HELP.
Okay.
It stood for Helping Everyone with Love's Power.
Okay.
And we used to do odd and end jobs, this and that. And I was dating my now wife, and we traveled back and forth. I was from Alamogordo. So we traveled back and forth, and it's just like, man, we're paying for two different things, you know. And we're about 3 years in, asked her to marry me, went and bought a house, and then here. The HELP program didn't work too well here, so I asked her, I was like, well, with my disabilities and everything, what can I do to bring in some money to help? And everyone said, well, you know, you're good with people and we love your ribs. So they're like, why don't you start a food truck? So I was like, okay. I talked to a bunch of food truck owners. They're like, the money is in catering. Start with catering. Once you get that going and you got the money, then go get yourself a trailer. And that way people can taste your food and then advertise the catering. So if they like your food, they'll hit you up for their quinceañeras, their weddings, birthday parties, stuff like that. And so we did catering and started in 2016. COVID hit, ruined all that.
Yeah.
And I lost all of my customers because of that and found this trailer. It was a great deal. I needed a little work, so we had time. So I put a little work into it and now we're using that.
Okay. So where can people find you at? I mean, it's funny because we were sitting there talking before we started recording and we had a good show going on right there. Where can the people find you at nowadays?
Right now we work, we do Thursdays lunch from 11 to 3 right there at the base of McKelligan Canyon, 55011 Alabama.
Okay.
We serve lunch, and then we do mostly big events and catering as well.
Okay. Now, what's on the menu?
Well, our best sellers, we have brisket sandwich. We have our smoky mac attack, which is brisket mac and cheese. We have our brisket ramen. We have smoked dog or a desert dog, which is a foot-long smoked sausage with pico de gallo and homemade barbecue sauce. We have our nachos. And we have our rib plate.
Man, please tell me you got your truck outside because I'm getting hungry listening to you.
Nope.
Okay. Now, how long have you been? So you said you started the catering and then went to the truck. What's been some of your, I guess, I won't say biggest challenges, but like what are some of the challenges with doing the food trucks and the catering?
Well, it's finding events, finding good locations. Location is very key.
Yeah.
You want people to see you and easily accessible. We've been in different food truck parks. Then the rent kind of got a little too much for us, so we decided to venture out. We did a little stint with Western Playland, and we went out there and set up. And we also ran into some problems there on our end, and so we had to move out, and we just found a location here. We're trying it out. I've been there for maybe a month just to get the name out there, the food out there. But I'm really trying to hit hard, like, the big events. We did the July 3rd fireworks show over at Painted Dunes.
Okay.
We did really well there. We did an event last week with Chapin High School with their Midnight Madness. It's the first year they'd done that.
Yeah.
And we did really well with that. So
okay.
We're looking for big events and catering as well. So.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna grab your card before you leave. Cause we actually do a couple of big events ourselves. I mean, as a business. So we have a Borderland Sports Report, and so we do basketball showcase.
Okay.
The basketball showcase is gonna be in March this year, and then we're doing a new event. We're doing a volleyball showcase.
Awesome.
That we're going to do in December. So once we lock in the dates, I'll definitely reach out for you to see about giving you come out there.
We'd love to help. So. Yeah,
definitely. And then let me think. I think there's a couple of things that we can kind of pass your way to help out. Now, prior military?
Yes.
Yeah. So where did you serve at?
I served at Offutt Air Force Base for the Air Force. I was a telecommunications specialist.
We're going to end this interview now.
Let me guess. That means you're Army, huh? I get that a lot. Army Marines. They really don't like us until they need
us. Oh, I love the Air Force. I love the Air Force. I was an air defense officer, so
okay.
We was always on the Air Force base.
Nice. That works. The nicer bases, huh?
Yeah. Cool. Well, good deal. Anything else you want the people to know about what it is you do?
Well, with every event, every time we set up, we always do this roundup things. We donate to the El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Food Bank. And we've been doing that for the last couple of years. We just love giving back. You know, if we don't sell out on the trailer, then I always package meals together and drive around and give them to those less fortunate.
Oh, nice.
Just so that we can try to give back. So
good deal. I mean, you know, it seems very small, but that's probably huge for them to get that warm meal right then and there. That's definitely a good thing, man. I tell you, we've done a lot of stuff with several food truck vendors, and you always get the same thing. Is it's location, 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 man. Put us in a spot where we can at least get some traffic.
Right.
And I think that's as people start doing events and want to bring food trucks out, I mean, those are some of the things that they need to take into consideration is that, you know, putting you guys in a position to where it's mutually beneficial.
Right, yeah.
Especially when they're talking about they want you to pay to come in, well, put me somewhere where I can at least make my money back.
Right, that's true.
And what are some of the things that, as a food truck owner, you would want to pass on to potential vendors and people looking to bring you guys in?
Well, potential vendors to bring us in, like as in
for an event. Yeah,
I don't know. Part of me, I've been bouncing ideas off with my wife and everything. You know, instead of charging like a set fee, then maybe charging a percentage. That way, it's mutually beneficial for me to make more money, because then you'll earn more money off that fee as a vendor, and therefore you'd be more likely to promote me as well for your event. And if you promote me a lot and I promote me and you a lot, then we'll both make more money that way.
And you know, I'm glad you said that. And here's why, because a lot of food truck operators don't want to do that.
They don't want to do percentages?
No.
No.
A lot of them don't want to do that. Or the flip side to that is that you get, it's a trust thing, right? It always comes down to trust. Some of the vendors don't trust that they're being told the right dollar amounts.
Right. Well, I always do a picture of my net sales. I got a Toast POS system, and they give you a report of every week, every day that you work. And I just take that, and they'll see the dates that I worked, and they'll say, he made this much money. That's the percentage I'm going to give you. That way it stays honest with me and honest to you.
And I'm 100% behind you on that. I think that is a more mutually beneficial endeavor, because now it's incentive on both parties to want to push that you're there.
Because, I mean, there's some events that the fee is so low it doesn't really matter. It's like $25, $50, $80. But there's some of the big events that I've been trying to get into that they want $2,000. So, therefore, I had to spend $2,000 just to be at your event. Then I had to spend $1,500 or more on food. So I have to make $3,500 on a two-day event just to break even.
Yep.
And therefore, there's no profit for me. I mean, it's good exposure because there's a lot of people, a lot of foot traffic. But as far as the bottom line, it doesn't really work out for me. It works out for you. And so
definitely. It definitely. That is a one-sided endeavor, because what you've done for that event is you've given them now the ability to offer food that they would have had to spend themselves in order to do that.
That's right.
And so I'm behind you 100%.
And I've done research, and the industry standard is anywhere from 4% to 12% for that event of your gross sales would be a reasonable fee to pay. Instead of that way, if I make so much money and my fee turns out to be $3,000, well, that means I did good, and you're getting more than the $2,000 anyway. So it kind of, if you work together with your vendor, then you can come out to something that benefits both of you and not just one side.
Vendors, I hope you're listening. Yeah. Hope you're listening. You want to do some events and get more food truck operators out there? This is an option, because that upfront cost can be a reason for them not to want to do that event.
Yeah,
truly,
could be a big deal breaker.
Yeah, but no, man, I'm glad that you came in. Definitely enjoyed the conversation, and then once we stop this, we're going to talk a little bit more, because I think there are some things that, some events that we can push your way as well.
That'd be awesome.
But no, folks, hey. Thank you, Daniel, for joining us here today. And look this young man up. You can find him on Alabama, right over by McKelligan Canyon. What's the address again?
5011 Alabama.
5011 Alabama on Thursdays for lunch. And hit him up for catering.
Yep.
Hit him up for catering. This has been another episode of the FSEN Daily Entrepreneur Wednesday. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.